702. The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
Time now, of course, to look at major stories dominating headlines on the rest of the continent. We've already had a focus on Zimbabwe. Very good morning to you, Crystal. It's just one of those issues that isn't going to go away. Your interpretation of what's been happening across the border.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. I think there's generally just anger amongst ordinary Zimbabweans. Imagine paying a 45 rand a litre petrol. How are you supposed to survive? President Mnangagwa's interpretation of this, because he had a special address to the nation, was that, there's some unscrupulous dealers and they are increasing the demand and there's just too much illegal trading. And this is, of course, one way to ensure that this doesn't happen. But, I mean, you know, people... The poor are overburdened. It's a crisis. Of course, the president is out of the country. He's in Russia, and then he's going to the World Economic Forum. And we do see that the police are quite harsh. We've seen more than 200 people arrested. They now said that there's several deaths. They're not giving numbers. And I do think that several people were injured. So what my interpretation, Bongani, said, people are getting angry. We, you know, for the past few years, we've always seen, to some extent, and the criticism from activists of a very docile community, people aren't standing up. And here we see the Congress of Zimbabwean Trade Unions calling people out and they heeding that call, because I think there's just absolute anger and people are saying enough is enough. And I do think we're going to see more of this. We saw the doctors strike. The teachers are also now threatening to strike. And I do think we're going to see civil servants also going on strike, Bongani. So unfortunately, not really a good start for Zimbabwe. And I don't think the economic news is going to get any better.
All right, let's go to Cote d'Ivoire, where Laurent Gbagbo is seeking acquittal on war crimes. He's going to find out what his future will be today.
Yes, in fact, the judges at the ICC will rule on whether the former Ivorian Coast leader's request to be acquitted and released after more than 7 years in custody will actually come true. Now, the 73-year-old leader and another youth leader have been on trial since 2016 for war crimes allegedly committed under Gbagbo's leadership. He also faces several counts of crimes against humanity, including murder and other acts of post-election violence between December 2010 and April 2011. Now, of course, legal experts say, Bongani, that the evidence of crimes occurred, they had great evidence, but there were very few witnesses that could link Gbagbo directly to the crime.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is pressure on the ICC because they're desperate for a success. We know that the acquittal of Jean-Pierre Bemba was, of course, a setback. And, of course, given the opponents of the ICC that's been questioning its effectiveness because they've only had three war crimes convictions in the past 50 years. So they are desperate. Of course, the court could rule today that a provisional release is possible and judges could be satisfied that they can release Gbagbo and he will return for the trial. So all eyes on that ICC court in The Hague today.
All right, Crystal Audison on the line there from Cape Town with this morning's Africa Report.